From Vermont Public, this is The Frequency. I'm Brittany Patterson, filling in for Mitch Wortlieb. It's Tuesday, April 30th, and here are today's headlines. Students who set up tents at the University of Vermont and Middlebury College over the weekend in support of Palestinians say they're planning on camping out for a while. At UVM, protesters say they want the university to disclose its financial investments in Israeli institutions and to cancel this year's commencement speaker, the U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, because of her vetoes of UN resolutions calling for a ceasefire in Gaza. James is a junior at UVM who declined to share his full name for fear of retaliation. He's also a member of UVM Students for Justice in Palestine.
We are here to stay until our demands are met, and the only way that admin is going to be able to move us, short of coming in with police batons and zip ties to brutalize their own students, is to negotiate with us in good faith.
The student group says they also want the university to offer students at the encampment a guarantee that there will be no charges brought against them. A UVM spokesperson says students suspected of violating university policies are subject to a student conduct process, but did not say whether the university would take down the encampment. Former Vermont governor and one-time presidential candidate Howard Dean is considering another run for governor. The Democrat confirmed his interest to V.T. Digger. Dean was elected to the Vermont House in 1982. By 1986, he was lieutenant governor, and he took over the state's top leadership role in August of 1991, following the death of then-governor Dick Snelling. Vermonters would go on to re-elect Dean as their governor five times. Incumbent governor Phil Scott has not yet announced whether he's running for another term. Governor Phil Scott has signed into law legislation that will expand insurance coverage for breast cancer screenings. Dover Representative Laura Sebelia is the bill's lead sponsor. She says under the current system, initial screenings must be covered, but some people need follow-up diagnostic imaging because of inconclusive results. Sebelia says additional rounds of imaging are often subject to cost-sharing expenses, but the new law will ensure they're also fully covered.
This is a kind of a key piece that is missing. How can we make sure that we're doing everything we can for diagnostic and imaging, which helps lead us to that diagnosis and early treatment.
The new law will go into effect January 1st, 2026. And Bennington State Representative Jim Carroll has entered a not guilty plea after being charged with driving under the influence of alcohol. That's according to the Bennington Banner. The misdemeanor charge stems from Carroll getting pulled over near the State House in late February for having a loud muffler. The officer said he then noticed empty beer cans and an odor of alcohol in the car. Carroll has said he had trouble going to bed the night before the incident and drank a beer early in the morning to help him sleep. Coming up, an excerpt from the Vermont Public Podcast Homegoings, exploring a unique idea of elder care. That's after this. The Vermont Public Podcast Homegoings has just launched its second season, and in the first episode, host Myra Flynn takes us on a trip to Mexico for a conversation with world-renowned DJ Angel Cloutier and her 96-year-old grandma, Jean. This multi-generational, multicultural duo are defining elder care in their own way in an episode called Aging in Full Color. Here's an excerpt of that episode.
Jean and Angel are about a week into getting settled in their new house in Jalisco, Mexico, a place that Angel says has always made her feel healthy and held.
When you travel more, you just put yourself in other people's shoes and you see all the things that you're not shown.
Angel, who is caring for Grandma Jean full-time, says Mexico also makes sense for them financially, which is important because, like it or not, aging in place or aging with family is a privilege. It shouldn't be, but it takes resources. To give an average of those costs in America, an assisted living facility costs around $5,300 a month. A semi-private room costs more than $8,500 a month, and a private room at around $9,700 a month. No wonder they headed south of the border. Can we even afford to get old?
I can support grandma here, a care aide for grandma. If I was to pay for someone to stay overnight, it'd be $50 an hour in Canada. That's a lot. Whereas here in Mexico, it's a lot cheaper. And here, the culture is different. They appreciate elderly. They live with their grandmas. Everybody has their grandma at home. Everyone respects them. They love my grandma. When she walks down the street, everybody helps.
My hotel is about a mile to Angel's house, through dirt, then pavement, then stone, then dirt again, by multicolored gambling games, two or three convenience stores, young girls singing karaoke outside a liquor store, and free-roaming chickens. So many chickens. And little baby chickens. Angel's house is a beautiful little house with colorful tile and a big front yard. Bright pink flowers seem to be blooming everywhere, and Angel says the chipmunks and iguanas love them and visit her yard regularly. Her neighbors are blasting awesome music next door. Despite the picture I've painted of Angel and Jean living their lives on the road, uprooting from one adventure to the next, I feel lucky because I think I'm getting to see them in a place in their lives where they feel settled. Mostly, Grandma Jean hangs out while Angel makes her treats and teas and gives her fresh juices. Jean has a bag full of things to dive into while Angel cooks for her, sensory things like something soft and something colorful. These things keep her busy and safe. Like, if she's checking out the things in her bag, she's less likely to fiddle with the front door.
I try to get her to do Tai Chi because I'm trying to get her to keep it moving. Sometimes she will if she sees that I'm really into it. She'll try and copy along. But if I play really good music, she'll dance with me. So we have a lot of dancing moments.
Angel and Jean don't stay put at home for long. These two walk and walk. And walk. I walked with them and I had to fight my instincts to say, don't you guys need to stop and rest? When I'm with them, they don't. At 96, Grandma Jean keeps up. And when they can get a taxi, Jean is down for all the beauty Mexico has to offer and that Angel brings her to. Sometimes they head to the beach so Angel can surf or just to sit beside it and soak in the waves.
Sounds like Grandma has some adventures.
Yeah, she does. Pretty great.
It's such a stark difference here compared to Canada. How did she adjust to kind of the whole new vibe of it all?
Really easily, because she doesn't like the cold. So as soon as she saw the sunshine and all the happy people and people complimenting her and just being interactive and respectful of her, she glowed. So she's just very, very happy here. And she loves like all the food and the fruit and it's night and day.
Do you think she'll live longer because you brought her here?
100%. 100%. Yeah, no question. No question.
You hungry, Grandma?
Hmm?
Are you hungry?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. Let's go wander down the road and go get some food.
That was Angel Cloutier speaking with Vermont Public's Myra Flynn. You just heard an excerpt from the first episode of season 2 of the podcast Homegoings, A Righteous Space for Art and Race. You can hear the rest of the episode at vermontpublic.org or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening to The Frequency today. We had additional reporting from Zoe McDonald, Lexi Krupp, Jen Jarecki, and Bob Kinzel. Our executive producer is Kevin Trevelin, and our music is by Blue Dot Sessions. I'm Brittany Patterson. Talk to you later.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.